If you enjoyed podcasts like this, you should check out our other shows on Health Podcast Network. For example, Beyond the Paper Gown, hosted by Dr. Mitzi Crocover, helps people think critically about women's health issues, encouraging them to question and explore the complexities of healthcare systems, scientific advancements, and societal norms. There's a really cool episode that you should check out called Midday Menopause App, and that's about how AI and sensor technology can provide personalized interventions to manage menopause symptoms effectively. Check out Beyond the Paper Gown on your favorite podcast platform or visit healthpodcastnetwork.com.
I'm Tara Bradner, and this is Hopeful Hints, an infertility podcast where you will receive quick, hopeful hints to guide you through infertility. Here, you will find education, inspiration, and most importantly, find peace as you walk through this journey to fulfill your family vision. Today's episode is brought to you by Protea Nutrition, Dr. Bradner approved. Protea Nutrition was designed specifically for women and encompasses all fitness and wellness needs without including harsh stimulants or artificial ingredients. And the best part is many of the products can be used in pregnancy and while breastfeeding. What you see on the label is exactly what you get. Nothing hidden, no special mixes, just science-based ingredients at effective doses, keeping your long-term health in mind. Check out the link located in today's show notes to check out all of Protea supplements, including my favorite fertility-friendly products. Welcome to Hopeful Hints. I'm Dr. Tara Bradner, and today we are going to talk about advocating for infertility. What that is, what that looks like. Now more than ever, your story deserves to be heard. So at the time of this recording, on Wednesday of this week, is Resolve, the National Infertility Organization's Advocacy Day. I have been state captain for North Dakota and South Dakota for the past 2 years, and it truly is amazing to see just the different patients come forward and share every year and the change that comes from this, not only within my own states, but within states throughout the country, and just the education that takes place. Now, I don't want this to be a scary thing, because I'm going to try and shift how you view becoming an advocate. Sometimes we can be a little afraid to do this because when we hear that, we think we need to have some special degree in political science or history with being an advocate or some sort of experience. But the reality is you need a story. You need to just stand strong in your story and be willing to share that. And this might be something that takes several years for you to get comfortable doing and to be able to share this with people you've never met before. But really even think of it as sharing with people you do know, your family, your friends, simply sharing that you have infertility and what you're going through at any level with one more person than you did yesterday is advocating. It's changing how others view this disease. And so Advocacy Day with Resolve is just a day where we come together as a community to talk to members of Congress about infertility and increasing access to care such as insurance and benefits and other important things that are affecting the fertility community. But I want to really make you think differently about this and simply sharing with one more person than you did yesterday. I have a download on this that I'm going to share in today's show notes. This download is to help you not only move through how to share your story, but if you are interested in also taking part in Advocacy Day next year or being involved with your state's efforts, because those are continuously happening, please reach out. I will set you up and find the right contact person for those initiatives within your state. But step one is to spend time with your partner deciding how much and what to share. And this decision can be modified as you kind of work through the process of sharing your story, but crafting this is a really unique approach and it is different for each couple. There's no right or wrong way to do this or what it should look like. Just make sure to always include, if it applies to you, how cost has been a barrier to your journey. Our overall goal when it comes to legislative efforts is to increase access to insurance. Now, if you're looking at sharing your story with just friends and family,
that's going to be, once again, completely a unique approach to you. And it might just be as simple as what you're going through, what you've went through, maybe what steps or processes you're going through, or just that you simply were diagnosed with infertility. Step two is find the right time to sit down at the computer or grab a notebook and a pen and let whatever comes to you be the start of your sharing journey. I always like to share that this can be very emotional. Many, if not all, will cry during this and have to stop and come back to it. But these are your feelings. This is your experience. They are valid. And so it can bring up a lot of things from the past. It can be just an emotional time. But I'm happy to share that many individuals know that once they get these words out to paper or to the computer, they also have a sense of relief and healing. So once again, please give yourself permission to take a break, allow yourself to cry. Step three, if you're looking to get involved, seek out current activities within your state. So start at the state level, and then next year, make it a goal, or the year after, whenever you're comfortable, to become involved with Resolve's National Infertility Advocacy Day. So the best way is to look at what initiatives are going on within your state, and you can look at Resolve or Fertility Within Reach for that as well. And I'll link both of those organizations in the show notes for today, or just reach out to me. I'm very involved with other states, and I know lots of amazing ladies doing work in other states, and so I'm happy to help find that person for you too. Grassroots groups, these are called, are really, really important for you to be involved in. And many have Facebook pages. So sometimes you can even just search out, for example, on North Dakota Fertility Advocates or Colorado Fertility Advocates, something will pop up in regards to that if there's something going on. But it's best to just get connected with other organizations that are doing this work as well. Step four, know that zero political and legislative experience is needed. These efforts are a group of individuals just like you who have a story. There's no legislation experience most often, but you have a fierce passion and drive to make a change, and you're ready to speak out. You've decided it's time to join voices and stories, and you're ready to help create change to improve family building options. That is step four. Is you just feel it's time for you to speak out, like you're going to bust is how sometimes it feels. Like you just need to share, you feel it on your heart, and you're ready. Step five is once we find the right state, once we find your state's initiatives that are going on, many have resource kits or toolkits, and they often are partnered with Fertility Within Reach and Resolve, and they have it all laid out step by step. They're going to tell you exactly what to do, exactly what to say. The right information will be at your fingertips for that somewhat techie part of the legislative efforts that are happening. Step six is always watch and follow along with the call to actions. Many of these call to actions happen very quickly during legislative session. As bills work their way through legislation, things change and require very quick and timely action. So it's really important to follow along, receive notifications from those groups or those pages or emails as they're coming through, and then share that, whether it's a text message to your friends and family, social media, writing yourself to a legislator. There's usually templates that are provided, or making a phone call. It's very, very, very important to follow those. So always watch for those throughout the year as your bill moves forward. Step seven, have your family, friends, coworkers, neighbors, everyone you know perform step six. There's power in numbers. And when a legislator's mailbox is full with personalized emails addressing the same bill, they become curious, and especially your own district legislator. It's always important to put in your phone call, your email, your message, whatever. I am your constituent in district. They can put a face and a name to their area because they represent you. They work for you. And so this step may occur multiple times during a legislative session, and once again is very quick. So share, share, share. Step eight, consider taking part in providing personal testimony, whether it's written, virtual, or in person. Now, your individual state grassroots efforts organizations will be putting this together. So it's best to just collaborate with them and see where they're at. But testifying will be a life-changing experience and one of the most empowering things you've ever done. They're typically very short. Most are 2 minutes, some are 5 minutes. But they are what really, really is the final kick to those legislators. Once again, please be warned, crying is to be expected and completely normal, whether it happens during or after or even before. It's okay. You are releasing once again. You're talking publicly about something very, very important, very emotional, lots of emotions behind that. And so just once again to note, this is completely normal. Step 9, if there's no efforts currently happening in your state, let me help you get them going. I want to encourage you to be the one to make this happen, because remember, no experience is needed. You have to have a passion for sharing your story and a desire to help others. And once again, Fertility Within Reach and Resolve have made this really easy to do, and they'll help walk beside you. I will help walk beside you, and you're going to create an amazing team within your state to get these actions going. Step 10. Did you know that you can work with your employer to add insurance coverage? We can skip the whole legislative efforts and go right to your employer. This usually involves working with someone who is in your human resource department. And once again, Fertility Within Reach and Resolve have resources put in place for this to help navigate you. And I'm also, once again, very passionate, very willing to help walk beside you with this too and just put you in touch with the right people. But I want you to take away from this episode one thing. You are worthy. Your story is worthy. It's hard to share this, and it might not be happening anytime soon for you, and that's okay. There is others speaking out on your behalf always. This community is amazing. But when the time comes, know that there's people here to help you create your story, share your story, and make change. And we are here to walk beside you for this very emotional yet important time of healing. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next week, Tuesday.
If you enjoyed today's show, please head over and hit subscribe or leave a review for Hopeful Hints and Infertility Podcast. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you back here next week, Tuesday.
If you enjoy podcasts like this, you should check out our other shows on Health Podcast Network. For example, Beyond the Paper Gown, hosted by Dr. Mitzi Krakover, helps people think critically about women's health issues, encouraging them to question and explore the complexities of healthcare systems, scientific advancements, and societal norms. There's a really cool episode that you should check out called Midday Menopause App, and that's about how AI and sensor technology can provide personalized interventions to manage menopause symptoms effectively. Check out Beyond the Paper Gown on your favorite podcast platform or visit healthpodcastnetwork.com.